Speaking of the news, behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and of course, the views of our callers. We welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls because we have with us on the line right now Betty Martini. Hi, Betty.
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Whereabouts do you live?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. Well, Betty, of course, is on the front lines of another one of the great battles that is being fought today for the health and the welfare of our people. And that is, of course, she is one of the country's leading experts on aspartame, and which is an excitotoxin that is producing brain tumors and producing mental damage and producing Alzheimer's diseases and dementia and all sorts of horrible things. And there's all sorts of studies to show this, and especially, you know, the impact of aspartame on pregnant women, and doctors are telling them, oh, my goodness, you'll lose weight. You know, take this aspartame, take these diet drinks, and why don't you tell our listeners how you got started in this whole study of the dangers of this this so-called food substance that is being utilized in America to the detriment of the health of our people.
Well, actually, it's been about 10 years by the time my husband retired, and we had a friend who had Parkinson's. And having a medical background, I know you don't get it one day and die the next, but he appeared. And at the time, there was a physician visiting me from California who happened to mention that NutraSweet was a deadly chemical poison, and of course he was using it. So I asked to be referred to the world expert, Dr. H.J. Roberts, and he told me not only can aspartame precipitate Parkinson's, but it interacts with L-DOPA, and what I was seeing was the drug reaction. When you think of that, you think of Michael Fox, who was a Diet Pepsi spokesman and got Parkinson's at the age of 30. After that time, I read Dr. Roberts' first book and started getting people off of it who had seizures. The seizures would disappear, and in his book, he explained how it destroyed the central nervous system and mimicked MS, and we'd get people off that had been diagnosed with MS, and their MS symptoms would disappear. It was very obvious that it was a global epidemic. So my husband said, well, we've got retirement funds. You want to see the world or save the world? So I thought, it looks like we don't have any choice, because it's one thing to have the knowledge, you know, and then do nothing about it, and then people will die. So the best way was to set up volunteer forces all over the world. So we have Mission Possible operations in just about every state in 22 countries of the world today that does nothing. Warn people, send packets out to physicians so they know it's a drug and not an additive. And now Dr. H.J. Roberts has made it very much easier for us, because he has now provided a 1,000-page medical text so consumers will know what's wrong with them and doctors will know how to treat it. And now we're taking case histories for class action. So we've come a long way in 10 years, and I know I'd like my life back, so our main object is to get it off the market, and a lot of doctors have now started setting up aspartame detoxification centers to help the victims. So we've come a long way, but, you know, a lot of the damage has been done.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment or two with Betty Martini, and you're going to learn a lot of things maybe you didn't want to know, but you better start looking at the labels on the things you buy, because when it says it doesn't care... contain any sugar, you better be sure it doesn't contain aspartame. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and our guest this afternoon is Betty Martini from Atlanta, Georgia. And we're going to be talking about excitotoxins. We're going to be talking specifically about aspartame, which is a poison which is being used and actually encouraged by our government. It's in most diet drinks. It's in many of the things you buy. And when you see something being sold today and it says no sugar, you better look and see what it is, because aspartame is known to be a neurotoxin. You may think that your government's going to protect you from this sort of thing. Basically, people in our government are for sale. At the highest levels of our government, usually the higher they are, the more money they can make, but we find many of our politicians knowing full well what this is all about. And yet, of course, they are financed by the very people who are poisoning America. This started out, it was developed by Searle, it was sold to Monsanto. And who is it who controls the aspartame market today?
Well, Monsanto split it up. They sold it, part of it, to Ajinomoto, who's always been their Siamese twin. Part of it to Childs in Boston, to Marisant, which is really an investment firm with a group of Monsanto managers, and believe it or not, the investment firm for Michael Dell. Why he would get involved in such a thing, I really don't know. But his father-in-law is a physician, and I did write him and send him a packet so he would know his son-in-law bought a plague.
All right, fine. Well, of course, the significant thing for our listeners to understand is that there is an organized effort to keep people from learning. Now, you actually went to England to recently talk about this. What did you tell about your experience when you're going through immigration there at London?
That was incredible. I got off the plane, and immigration said, follow me. They didn't ask my name. They knew who I was. They locked me up for 3.5 hours, and the only type of questions they asked me were, if we allow you in England, how many people will find out about the dangers of aspartame? And I said, everyone that I lecture to. And actually, I got on immigration. I said, let me tell you something. This is your country, not mine. I've come over here to help your people. And I said, I've been here before, and I said, I know that your kids have ADD, just like in America, autism, they're losing babies, people are having seizures. I said, everywhere I went the last time I was in England, I was getting people off of aspartame, so I came to help your country, and you're upset. He says, well, I don't know what to say. I said, I bet you don't.
Well, we're going to be back in just a minute with Betty Martini, and we'll be bringing our last stations on at this time, and then, of course, we'll invite your calls here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Betty Martini. We're talking about the dangers of aspartame, and of course, the tragedy is that, of course, there are people in government who know this is neurotoxic, it produces seizures, it produces degenerative brain disease, and they really don't care. And of course, they have an organized effort to try to discredit and demonize everybody who tries to get the truth out to the American people. So after 3.5 hours of being locked up and questioned by immigration in Great Britain, because they knew you were coming, because they're monitoring what you do, because you're one of those nasty people trying to tell the American people the truth. What happened, Betty? Did they let you in?
Oh, yes. And the people at the airport said they had already called the press. And the press says if they send her back, she's front page news, and they know it, they're going to let her in, which they did. And we lectured from one end of England to the other, and then went on and flew to Belgium to talk to the European Union. Understand, they are no different than, say, the FDA in this country, but they had no idea of how it was approved in England. Searle knew if another country found out that they wanted them indicted for fraud and how it got approved, they could never rubber stamp it around the world. So they just made a business deal with this Professor Paul Turner in the regulatory agency in England and got it approved. And then Parliament found out there was a big blowout, but they didn't rescind the order. The story was in The Guardian. So I took to the European Union all the records of how the FDA wanted them indicted, the FDA audit, the Board of Inquiry report saying not to approve it, it's not safe. And I said, now you have the records, and you have the opportunity, because they had to review the last 500 studies. There was a big to-do when I lectured the first time when a lot of people in England found out, so they decided to review all these different studies. And I says, here's all the records you've never seen. I said, but you've got to care. I said, you can't side with industry. You've got to care about these people and these babies dying. So anyway, the European Union did side with industry just as we thought they would. However, then an effort was made to get to Parliament, and they have just voted to now reinvestigate aftertaint.
Now, this is
from the very beginning.
Now, is this the Parliament of the European Union, or is this the Parliament of Great Britain?
This is European
Parliament, fine.
Because the last meeting was in Strasbourg.
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but money really talks, and unfortunately you can buy politicians, and of course they're never, or very, very seldom, sent to prison for selling their votes. But why do you think somebody gives $100,000 or $200,000 or $500,000 to a politician? Oh, you say, well, you can't do that. Well, they always can find other means through other committees of funneling the money to the people they want to get elected. Cost $60 million for the just to get the presidential nomination. People like Kenneth Lay of Enron put out a great deal of money for candidates on both tickets so that he could control both the Democrats and the Republicans. And, of course, Kenneth Lay of Enron has not yet been indicted at all. And yet, of course, many other people working for him have been. But when, of course, you put out enough money, you become above the law.
Well, I'll tell you what, the FDA operates above the law. Even in the congressional record, their own FDA toxicologist, Dr. Adrian Gross, said beyond a shadow of a doubt, aspartame causes brain tumors and brain cancer and violates the Delaney Amendment, which forbid putting anything in food you know will cause cancer. And his last words were, and if the FDA violates its own law, who's left to protect the people?
And of
very
course,
profound statement.
And, of course, they know, for instance, that the Delaney Amendment is if a substance creates tumors in animals, you can't give it to human beings. And yet, of course, they knew very well that our polio vaccine that they were giving back in 59 and 60 and 61 was producing tumors in animals, brain tumors and mesotheliomas and other types of tumors. And yet, of course, once they knew that, they continued using up the supplies for another two or three years and infected almost our entire population with the polio vaccine that they knew was infected. And they're doing that with aspartame, and they know it's harmful, and yet they're using it anyway. And then how do they conceal this from the American people? How do they get this? Why doesn't somebody in the media pick up this story and run with it?
Well, you know, since in the last 10 years, a lot of media has written about it. I mean, it was almost dead at that time. But it is the mainstream media that the reason that they don't is that's where they get their advertising.
Sure.
Coke and Pepsi and,
right.
And so, people like this.
And do you think anybody is going to come out against Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi when they're some of the biggest advertisers on television? And magazines, and ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that's why programs like this are so important, and we carry Dr. Blaylock's book, Excitotoxins, and we'll probably be carrying Dr. Roberts' book. He's going to be our guest in a week or so, and we'll make that book available. You need to get the information, and you need to help us get it to other people as well. Now,
there's something very, very serious people need to know, and that is that aspartame interacts with all vaccines. So think about the chance that our children have at all with all these vaccines that they're giving them today.
How does aspartame react with vaccines?
Well, it's because aspartame is a chemical hypersensitization agent. That's what happened at Desert Storm. They were giving them anthrax, which was not even approved by the FDA, and then they had these diet drinks, you know, sitting out in the 120-degree Arabian sun. And Dr. Bowen, who has Lou Gehrig's disease from aspartame, really wrote it the best, explaining that aspartame, well, as a neurotoxic drug, it's going to interact with just about every drug used to treat the problems it causes. But as a chemical hypersensitization agent, it's going to interact with every toxin. It's going to interact with vaccines. Because that's what these drugs do. So they never have a chance at all. So, for instance, as Dr. Blaylock, in talking, you know, he's also a specialist in bioterrorism. And when I talked to him at one time when he put out a little brochure on how to survive bioterrorism, and in the book that he discussed on your show, the last chapter is on it, he said, if people you know, had not been using excitotoxins that had destroyed their immune system, they might have had a chance, you know, not to be affected by chemical warfare, about a lot of things, because they have a strong immune system. He says, but the excitotoxins have destroyed their immune system. Then you're taking a chemical hypersensitization agent. And if you knew how bad it was, we have 4 support groups. These people are even interacting, even getting reactions from genetically engineered food. And this is something that is so well documented. It's, you know, it's in Dr. Blaylock's books. It's in Dr. Roberts' books. Dr. Bowen has just written so many different reports on the chemical hypersensitization of aspartame and its interaction with vaccines. And some vaccines, like typhoid, has aspartame in it. Don't ask me why, but it does. And that was the Idaho Observer that told me that last week. And so this is what's making everybody sick. They just can't get their immune system strong enough to get over it.
How does the aspartame impact on the immune system? Do we have any idea? Does it get into the T cells or into the antibody response, or how does it work?
Well, first of all, you know that it's 3 neurotoxins.
Right.
You know, it breaks down to a witch's brew of different other toxins. But
why don't you explain to our listeners, basically, isn't one of them a methanol and one's an, the other 2 products?
Okay, maybe that would be the best way to understand how serious it is. There's certain amino acids that, as isolates, you become neurotoxic. Now, it was the famed Dr. John Olney that did the studies on aspartic acid in 1970, and that's 40% of aspartame. And when he found out...
Is aspartic acid.
Aspartic acid is an excitotoxin.
Right.
That's one that Dr. Blaylock talks so much about. It caused lesions in the brains of mice, and he immediately told Searle, but Searle did not tell the FDA until after it was approved. And he also wrote a large report to the Board of Inquiry about it and what it would do to the brains of children, and unfortunately, that prophecy has been fulfilled. Then you've got 10% methanol by weight, which converts to formaldehyde and formic acid and causes what they call metabolic acidosis. But in the TROCO study, shows that all that formaldehyde accumulates in the cells and damages DNA. This was done in 1998, with most of the toxicity in the liver. Then you've got 50% of phenylalanine. And there's a warning for phenylketonurics, people who cannot metabolize phenylalanine. But as Dr. Roberts says, it doesn't make any difference. Nobody can tolerate 50%. And Dr. Wortman at MIT told Congress it goes directly into the brain, lowers the seizure threshold, and then depletes serotonin. And, of course, when you deplete serotonin, then you've got suicidal tendencies, bipolar or manic depression, panic attacks, anxiety, insomnia, and all the problems that it causes. Then it breaks down into that ketoacyclovir, the brain tumor agent, which did not only just show brain tumors. There were mammary, uterine, ovarian, testicular, thyroid, pancreatic tumors.
Now, these were tumors in experimental animals, right?
Was
this way out of proportion to what they would have anticipated?
Right. And, you know, Dr. Blaylock described that very well in excitotoxins, but they weren't satisfied. They went to South America and sacrificed people and gave them aspartame. And
And did they find out in the people that it actually increased the tumor incidence as well?
Well, the studies were 18 months long that they never published. We had the affidavit of the translator.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Betty Martini, and we're going to be talking about excitotoxins. We'll, of course, welcome your calls here at Radio Liberty. Book is called AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States
and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine. The fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working with an organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WALK and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background to this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Do you ever feel sort of run down, that you need more energy? Well, let me tell you about a product. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly, and I've used this for close to 10 years, and my family has used it. We've been very, very happy with it. And it recently, the company came and offered to sponsor us for a month, so we certainly agreed to that. We think it's a great, great product. It's made from the royal jelly that comes from the beehive. This is what the queen bee eats. It's sold with a money-back guarantee. If at the end of 3 months you're not completely satisfied and you don't have more energy, just give them a call. But if you'd like to get Be Alive Royal Jelly, call 1-866-233-7500. That's 1-866-233-7500. And I'm sure you're going to be very, very satisfied with the product. Well, let me just mention several other items. First of all, if you're interested in the conspiracy conference that's going to be held, and that's going to be in Santa Clara on Memorial Day weekend. Of course, that's May 24th, May 25th. I'm going to be speaking. Jim Mars is going to be speaking. A lot of speakers from all across the spectrum. I think you'll find it a fascinating experience. I hope, of course, you'll agree with me and not the other speakers. But we're all going to be talking about the conspiracy. And there is a conspiracy out there. The only question is, what is it? You can go to their website, conspiracycon.com. That's conspiracycon for conference.com, or give them a call at 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-099. And then, of course, if you're interested in really helping our people understand what's going on and what our Constitution is all about, let me suggest you call the Institute of the Constitution and seriously consider setting up a local Institute of the Constitution in your community. Call 410-760-6759. That's 410-760-6759, and ask them about setting up an Institute of the Constitution in your region. And then, of course, we want to mention the Big Berkey water filter. Certainly, I think everybody needs to have a water filter. Just talked to a lady today. They just got one. She loved it. She says, and they're using it regularly because the water tastes so good. So you can get a Big Berkey water filter. Filters 25 gallons a day, Solastic filters. Ordinarily, these are $279. We sell them at $239. And if you buy them for us, why, of course, you get a either a free video or a free 4-tape set. So call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-MORE. And ask for the Big Berkey water filters. Now, they're sold in every state except for Ohio and California. And there is one available in California. It's called a Berkey Light. And that's $199 plus shipping. And you get the same video or audio tape. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and our guest is Betty Martini. And Betty, you were telling us, of course, about some of the real hazards of this. And, of course, it's known to create the neurotoxicity. And what was this study that was done in South America on human beings?
They did six people. And the translator said they did give them a lot of aspartame, but the studies were only 18 months long. Some of these people developed brain tumors. Some of them developed seizures.
No, wait a minute. There's only six people.
Six studies.
Six studies. I see. Okay.
Six studies. And it showed that the things that we already knew, obviously, after 20 years, it destroyed the brain, the central nervous system, and also that it hardened the synovial fluids.
Now, do we have copies of those reports? Are they available someplace?
Well, we're trying to get them.
But Cyril doesn't. Was it Cyril that did this or Monsanto?
It was Cyril that did this, and as soon as, some of the people died in the study, so they closed down their offices immediately and went back to Illinois. And then sometime after that, they sued Monsanto. They realized what a killer aspartame was. And the reason they'll do anything to keep it on the market is that if they take aspartame off the market, all these people having seizures and fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, eye problems are going to wake up well. That's what happened here in Atlanta one year. The organic market said, let us help. Give us about 16 of your most serious medical reports. They put together a brochure called Killer Cola, and they made 16,000 that they gave out free. And after about 60 days, people were coming in by the thousands. They were calling. They were faxing. The crippled could walk. The blind could see. It was the most incredible thing. Many of them said they'd been going to doctors for years. No one knew what was the matter with them. They didn't know the problems were from aspartame, but they read the reports and thought it was bad enough to get off of it.
And, of course, you really are having an impact. I bet you're not very popular with these companies that are marketing this.
I guess not.
All right, let's go to Daryl, who's calling. Is this Daryl from Pennsylvania?
Yes, sir, Dr. Stan.
Good to have you with us. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. And I have two questions that either both or either of you can handle. And the first one is I had gotten a couple negative reports on aspartame, given them to my brother, and he said he went up on the Internet and he found a couple studies. One he told me was a Swiss study, and he said they poo-pooed all of this, and they said that you'd have to take tons and tons of it for it to be any harm. My first question is how many studies, universities and foundations have these people funded that are saying that aspartame's okay? Is the overwhelming evidence that you can find on the net in favor of using aspartame?
Well, here's something. I'm glad you asked the question. It's very interesting because one of our doctors, Dr. Walton, was on 60 Minutes with Dr. Olney back in 1996 when he made world news over the Aspartame Brain Tumor Association. And he did some research on scientific peer-reviewed studies and showed that 92% of independent studies not funded by the manufacturer show problems with aspartame, and that if you eliminated the six studies that the FDA had something to do with because of their influence with industry, 100% of all independent studies showed the problems that aspartame causes.
And I think, Daryl, the important thing is who paid for the study, and when a drug company pays for the study, they're going to get the result they want to. And this is what's so tragic about this. And when the government pays for the study, but the independent doctors who've done the studies have found disastrous effects, and they're not getting paid by anybody other than they're concerned about human beings.
And you can get that report. It's on www.dorway.com, like doorway with one O, and scroll down to experts and read Dr. Walton, and you will see that. And also, in your other question about the daily allowable dose, it was admitted in Congress by the FDA commissioner that they could not set an allowable daily intake of a poison for humans. It was set for rats. And in Dr. Blaylock's new book, he says it just takes one diet drink a day to cause significant DNA damage.
Now, you said that website is like doorway.com minus the D, or?
No, D-O-R-W-A.
Okay.
Instead of D-O-R, it's D-O-R-W-A-Y. Like
okay.
Doorway, but only one O, okay?
Okay, and thank you both so very much. And I'd like to tell all the listeners, please do check out another website, RadioLiberty.com, has a ton of great books and audio tapes and videotapes. God bless you, Dr. Stan.
And you too. Thanks so very much, Daryl. Okay, fine. We're going to be right back. I want you to know that was an unsolicited plug. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty, and we'll welcome your calls from out of America, across America. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, En Route to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today, and unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention that, of course, we have a number of other items. Of course, we have the Big Berkeys, and you can either get the Berkey, Big Berkey, for $239 plus shipping, or the Berkey Light, and that is $199. Basically, the difference between them is the filters. They're more efficient filters than the Berkey Light, but they have to be replaced every couple of years. The Big Berkey, they'll last for a good long time, and you can boil them, and you can do a great deal to clean them, and so they don't work quite as efficiently, but they work very, very well. And that, of course, was the classic until the Berkey Light came along. So go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and look at the pictures and read the analysis of the Berkey Light and the Big Berkey and decide which one you want, and then give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV. More. And, of course, the Berkey Light can be sold in every state in the Union other than Iowa. And then, of course, we want to mention that we carry Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't make any medical claims for them. I will tell you that many of the people who use them tell us all sorts of wonderful things that happen. All I can tell you about Miracle 2 soap is it's wonderful soap. And I've used it for a couple of years now, and there's a soap, there's a moisturizing soap, a lotion, and a gel. And certainly there's a neutralizer. It's a very alkaline solution, which some people think helps them with their heartburn. All you can do is try it and see if it helps you. But these certain products, I will tell you, are one of the best things that we have. Our major customers are the people who've used them before, and of course they come back again. They give them to others. Give them a try. There's an introductory offer. Give it 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Ask for Miracle 2 soap products, and I really think that you'll be very happy that you do. Well, Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon, Betty Martini, and of course our board's all lit up. We've got Richard calling from Florida. Hi, Richard. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. I wanted to ask Betty. I heard you one time a while back in Alex Jones' show, and you said that it was Donald Rumsfeld who was instrumental in pushing aspartame?
Yes. It had never gotten approved if it hadn't been for Don Rumsfeld. For 16 years, the FDA would not allow it, and Don Rumsfeld, the CEO of Cyril, and he said, I'll call in my markers and get it approved anyway. And he was on Reagan's transition team, and the day after Reagan became president, he appointed Dr. Arthur Hoh Hayes to be FDA commissioner to get it approved, and then the best scientist the FDA had set up a board of inquiry. And their decision was, and we have the summation of it on web, is that the petition be revoked, that aspartame is not safe and it cannot be approved, and Dr. Hoh's overruled the Board of Inquiry. Then he went to work for the PR agency of the manufacturer and has refused to talk to the press ever since, including 3 or 4 years ago when Fox News went to his house, and we have the audio, not the video, but the audio on web, where he slammed the door in their face and told them to go back to the FDA. Would not answer them.
All right, fine. Anything else, Richard?
A couple of things. You know where I can get direct information about what you just mentioned?
Yes. Actually, I've always told people that everything is a matter of public record, and that's in the congressional record, and it's also in United Press International's 8-month investigation, which we incidentally have on web.
You have that on the web.
Is that on the web?
Is that on doorway.com?
Right, and it will reference the congressional record, which I don't have the whole congressional record on the on that website. We do have it on the another website, which is Mission Possible Maine, which is www.greatfallspro.com. And there's special equipment because these are gigantic government reports. But on this one, you'll have the entire congressional record, the entire Board of Inquiry, and Dr. John Oney's report to the Board of Inquiry on what it would do to the brains of our children.
And, of course, they don't care about the brains of our children. They don't want smart children. They want kids that will go along and get along and fit into the system, and they certainly don't want adults who think today they might question what's going on.
One more thing, Dr. Stanton, one more question.
Yeah.
I drank Diet Coke for years. What's the best thing to detoxify myself right now that you would recommend?
Well, we have a detox page on the Doorway website.
Okay.
Now, there's several things. Now, for instance, Dr. Roberts, in his medical text, he says, flood the body with distilled water out of a glass container. And he says the reason to use glass is anybody who's ever used aspartame is now chemically hypersensitive. You want to stay away from plastic. Dr. Blaylock says everybody, because of what it's done to our immune systems, excitotoxins in general, and you can't avoid them because they're in restaurants, should take magnesium lactate because it protects the brain and the heart. You could get it again accidentally and have a reaction. And he said everybody should take that. He said, in fact, that's such a miracle mineral that if doctors knew to put that in an IV with elderly people, they wouldn't go into cardiac problems. But the reason, again, it's so important is because aspartame damages the cardiac conduction system and causes sudden death, interacts with cardiac medication, and we believe that's why the athletes are dropping dead. The autopsies that we've seen have shown that problem in the cardiac conduction system. So that's something you should take every day, according to Dr. Blaylock. And then Dr. Cabot said to get the toxicity out of the liver to use milk thistle. So there's a lot of different things in a lot of the books, and they're listed on Doorway, and there's just a detox page.
Anything else, Richard?
That's it. Thank you, Dr.
All right, Michael, let me just comment briefly. Any of you go to your web, go onto your internet, go to my website, and look up the Georgia Guidestones. I've been there. They're in 10 different, in 8 different languages, are the 10 commandments that come right from the very pit of hell. The number, first one is maintain the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. Now, this is an occult center, and the Satanists and the witches and the warlocks and the UFOs congregate there. You think that sounds crazy. I've been through the files there at the local library. Now, how are you going to get the world population down to 500 million? Well, you're going to have to kill off an awful lot of people. If you doubt that there is a genocidal agenda, you give us a call and ask for the Jacques Cousteau statement in the November 1991 UNESCO Courier. And there he calls for the elimination of 350,000 people a day. Well, he says it's a terrible thing to say. We're just going to have to do this to get the world population down. People say, how could anybody be that crass or cruel? And I would simply ask, if Jacques Cousteau said it, why doesn't anybody pick that up in the major line media? Or is it possible that we're not getting the truth, that we truly do live in a situation described in The Truman Show? If you haven't seen that wonderful video, you can probably get it at your Blockbuster. Go get it. Watch it. And I would like to suggest that a lot of us live today in The Truman Show rather than the real world. Well, let's go to Lee, who's calling here. Hi, is this Jewel who's calling?
It's Jewel.
Jewel, where are you calling from, Jewel?
Santa Cruz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you a first-time caller?
Oh, no.
Okay, fine.
Uh-huh. I was wondering, two questions. I understand Smucker's is using NutraSweet. Is that bad? And also, how bad is Equal?
That's the same thing.
It's the same thing?
Equal is 100% aspartame. And NutraSweet in other words, think of aspartame as a generic name. It's marketed as Equal NutraSweet Spoonful.
Ah.
You know, in England it's E951, Canderel. You know, it has different names. And yes, I always thought Smucker's was a good product. They
would die.
And their sugar-free syrup.
I know it.
And one of the things that everybody should be real concerned about is stay away from these Listerine strips, because anything that goes in the mouth goes through saliva straight to the brain, and all these kids are having seizures on it.
Right.
They have aspartame in it, too. So you want to stay away from NutraSweet, Equal, Spoonful, and remember the patent has expired. So they can put it in just about anything. In fact, we warn people that if it says artificial and natural flavors on the box, don't touch it, because that's where they had MSG, which has a synergistic effect, and aspartame.
Oh, fine.
Does that make your day, Jewel?
I know.
But you've got to start watching the labels, and you got to get back to natural food.
I do. I read those labels. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And let's go to Lee, who's calling. Hi, Lee. Where are you calling from?
Oklahoma.
Okay, fine. Question or comment?
Dr. Stan, thank you for having this lady on. Ma'am, I've got off aspartame as much as I can. If it gets in me, it sneaks in me. Do you know anything about Splenda?
Yes. Stay away
from
it. First of all, it has a chlorinated base, just like DDT. And the research we have on it is on that Doorway website. Just remember, one O in the door, and it'll tell you that. Now, the manufacturer will tell you, this is made from sugar. They outlawed DDT because of that chlorinated base. And Dr. Roberts told me personally, he says, all it's going to do is cause autoimmune disease. And if somebody has been using aspartame, it will interact because of the chemical hypersensitization of it. I mean, if you have to have a something other than sugar, the only thing that we really know to be safe is stevia, because it's an herb and you can get it in any health food store.
What about saccharin?
And saccharin is okay. We do have Dr. Roberts' position paper on that. It's interesting about saccharin because it's been on the market for 100 years with very few complaints. And then they made a great big deal about that there were tumors, bladder tumors.
And cats, when they gave them 6,000 times the usual dose to cats that are prone to bladder tumors, right?
Well, actually, what Dr. Roberts said was that that rats have a protein in urine that humans don't have that causes crystallization, and that they did a 23-year study to replicate those bladder tumors and couldn't. But as soon as they couldn't get people to use NutraSweet because, you know, they heard about the NutraSweet wars and the indictment, and they would get it. If you remember, Raquel Welsh would get on there and she'd say, this one is saccharin, ugh, and this one is Equal. And they were trying to get people, you know, to get on NutraSweet. But as far as Dr. Roberts is concerned, he said there's really nothing wrong with saccharin. It is a petrochemical, and I wouldn't use any of them if it was up to me. But a lot of people have to have them like diabetics. And here's something that diabetics do not know. It is aspartame that is causing the epidemic of diabetes, and it is aspartame that interacts with insulin, and it is just killing the diabetic.
Okay. Anything else there, Lee?
How about hypoglycemia?
Well, that's the same thing. Stevia is the best thing in the world. In fact, what you should do is get on this website.
I can't. I don't have access to a computer.
You can go to a library, or you can send a self-addressed envelope, and I'll send it to you.
All right. What address would you send the self-addressed envelope to?
Okay. Betty Martini, Mission Possible International, 9270 River Club Parkway, Duluth, Georgia, 30097. And if you will mark diabetes and hypoglycemia, I'll know which reports to send you that you want. But if you'll put it in a large envelope with four stamps on it, we'll send you a whole bunch of the records without charge.
Okay.
How can I get a tape of this hour?
Or you can just call 1-800-544-8927 and ask for it, okay?
And you can get the medical text, which will tell you it's written by a diabetic specialist, Dr. H.J. Roberts, Aspartame Disease and Ignored Epidemic, 1-800-814-9800. 1,000 pages, but it will tell you, it will answer every one of your questions, drug interactions, tell you all about diabetes and hypoglycemia, and anything that you want to know.
We're going to have Dr. Roberts on next week or week after that, okay?
Yes, so stay tuned so you can talk to him.
5441-8927.
1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV.
War. Thank you very
okay.
much.
Thanks so much, Lee. Let's go to Ed calling. Hi, Ed. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Salinas.
Okay. A question or comment?
I've got a question, and thank you for the program today. I've been taking protein supplements here for a while, right? And I know about the aspartame, and so I've been buying it, protein supplements without it. A while ago, you mentioned about aspartic acid.
Yeah.
Okay, now, could you please explain that again? Because they consider that amino acid, and I'll take the answer out there.
Now, aspartic acid was what you were talking about, right? Why don't you talk about that there, Betty?
Okay, and or it may just say aspartate. Now, the doctors, the experts on aspartame have also said that if any of the ingredients that are in aspartame are in supplements, don't touch them. So if you're taking something and it's got aspartic acid in it or it says aspartate, it's an excitotoxin. The definition that Dr. Blaylock, who's a neurosurgeon, gives, it's a product that literally stimulates neurons of the brain to death, causing brain damage of varying degrees. And that's what aspartic acid is. And it has a lot to do with the infertility in women, too. There's a report on that on the web. But anyway, it's in these protein products. Many of them have gone to stevia now since we've exposed the aspartame, but you still have to look and see what the ingredients are.
Okay. Well, thank you for the information. I appreciate it very much.
All right, fine. Thanks much, Colin, Ed.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've only got a couple of more minutes here with Betty, and we will want to get her back on again, though, because she's just such a volume of information. Well, what about this litigation that we're talking about, trying to bring class action suits against the people who are selling this, knowing full well what the scientific studies show?
It is a momentous job, but what we're doing right now is we're transferring the records. Anybody that's had a brain tumor, seizures, eye problems, blindness, and one of the reasons we work so hard to get people warned is in the case of blindness, Dr. Rayford in his record says that if it's in the wet stage, you can get your vision back. But anybody who's had these cases that causes optic neuritis, macular degeneration, especially in diabetics, retinal detachments, is to contact us. You can get my email. I've already heard my address, and send in your name, address, and telephone number, and your case, and then it's immediately sent to attorneys, and they will send you a form.
All right, we've got Barbara calling in from SoCal. Hi, Barbara from SoCal.
How are you doing? Great program. Just one quick question. I see another ingredient showing up on a lot of the things. It's called sucralose.
That's Splenda.
And that is Splenda. And okay.
That's the same thing, and it's got a chlorinated base. Don't touch it. It also caused 40% shrinkage in thymus glands. It had a lot of problems in original research.
Okay,
that make your day, Barbara.
Well, it doesn't hurt my feelings any. I'm not going to take it, but I see it, and I'm just wondering for those people who do.
All right,
thank
fine.
You.
Thank you. And I think that the important thing is for our listeners to realize that they try to disguise this, and in all these prepared foods, and they taste so good, and the reason they taste so good is they got the excitotoxins that stimulate the taste buds, but also, of course, they have a disastrous effects on your brain. And it wouldn't be so bad if they didn't know exactly what's going on. The thing is, they just don't want you to know. And that's why we put on programs like this with Betty Martini, and we'll be having Dr. Roberts on. And I think we'll get Dr. Blaylock back on again, and then we'll get another couple of the people that Betty knows who actually have the research on this. And we want everybody in our listening audience to know so they can tell others, so we can just put this whole thing to rest and force them to stop poisoning our children. It's one thing to poison adults, but when you're intentionally doing harm to children, that's uncalled for. Betty, we're just about out of time. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners today?
Well, I want to read just about four or five lines from Dr. Bowen, because I want people to remember this is a profound statement of what it's done to the family and children. And he says, at every point in the fertility process, aspartame destroys, beginning with the gleam in mom and pop's eyes, it ruins female sexual response and induces male sexual dysfunction. Beyond this, aspartame disrupts fetal development by aborting it or inducing defects. And if a live child is born, aspartame may have heinously damaged the DNA of the baby, cursing future generations. And that's enough to tell you and your friends and everybody to get off of it. And this doesn't even begin to tell the horrors that are in that new medical test.
We'll get you back here real soon. Thank you so much, Betty. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Sam.
Okay, fine.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with the PWA 800 and the went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book anywhere that will give you a more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just tell you about a couple of other items we carry. One of them, of course, is the Phonopoly. It's a program that will help children to read phonetically, spell phonetically, pronounce words phonetically, and, of course, it's a game just played like Monopoly. It's devised by Myrna Culbraith, who created the phonics game. A lot of the programs to teach children phonics are $200, $300, $400, $500, $600. This is $139.95, and we throw in two extra books with it. You'll actually, of course, get five board games, two bonus games, and if a child will play these for 16 hours, they can learn to read phonetically, and you can undo all the harm that's been done in the government school. Phonopoly, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we also carry the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. It's 22 CDs that'll take a child from grammar school all the way through high school graduation for $199.95. Now, you have to buy the Saxon textbooks, but all the rest of the textbooks are there, the lesson plans. A great, great bargain, and a wonderful way to teach children how to read and how to write and how to spell. And the whole thing is right there in the Robinson Homeschool curriculum. And, of course, it takes them right through the science and through so much of what they need to know. And I'm talking about advanced science. It's all there in the Robinson Homeschool curriculum. Give serious consideration to getting it. Dr. Robinson's two sons went through this. He had six children. When they graduated from the high school program using this homeschooling program, they went directly into the third year of college because they were so far ahead of the rest of the dumbed-down children who've gone to our government schools. You couldn't do as bad a job as we've done with our educational system unintentionally. And just like we've talked about what they've done to the minds of our children with aspartame, they're doing it in our schools as well. Dumbing them down, call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, this is the time when we just want to remind our listeners of some of the items that we actually carry here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, we hope that many of you will go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, and the items are there. You'll find all sorts of things that you really will want to get that will help you prepare for the difficult times that lie ahead. And, of course, if you're interested in the Berkey water filters or anything of that sort, go to our website at 1-800-544-8927. Now, we carry the book, Excitotoxin, The Taste That Kills, by Dr. Blaylock. And he also covers that, at least to an extent, in his book, The Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Both books are available from Radio Liberty. health and nutrition secrets that can save your life, or excitotoxins, the taste it kills. You'll want to get these books. You'll want to understand this and help us to get the word out across America. And then, of course, if you haven't read the book, Regicide, the story of how the CIA killed President Kennedy and why they killed President Kennedy, the book is based upon papers that were left to Mr. Gregory Douglas by a man named Robert Crowley, who was Assistant Deputy Director of Clandestine Operations for the CIA. They're the ones that kill people. And it's a fascinating book, even has a list of 4,000 people that the CIA considered their assets or people that they could contact. Mr. Crowley gave all these names to Mr. Douglas. One of them is my next-door neighbor. The book, Regicide, you get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, we hope many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to finance what we do. As 5 hours a day, we reach out on shortwave, we reach out 2 hours on shortwave, 3 hours on satellite, 5 hours on internet, 5 hours on radio, picking up new stations, and it's really exciting as we see the response growing across America. But quite frankly, we need your help to finance what we're doing, and if you believe there's a problem and you want to be at least part of the solution, our number, 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more. And, of course, you'll get our 4 best tapes in the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter. But you'll be helping to finance our radio programs, and that's where the benefit really is. And then, of course, you would like a free copy of our newsletter, our latest one, the March newsletter. We'll tell you the truth about the attack on Iraq, the preemptive attack, because they had weapons of mass destruction. We knew they had weapons of mass destruction. Or did they have weapons of mass destruction? Gee, why didn't they use them? Well, you haven't been told the truth. Our March newsletter will give you a large part of the truth, written from the point of view of the people who planned this back in 1997. A little group that included Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney. You'll get their quotations and where you can go on their website, not my website, their website, to determine if it's true. The March newsletter will be glad to send you. Just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. That newsletter will be up there hopefully very, very soon. All of our other newsletters are up there. And, of course, you can listen to our programs 5 hours a day and not get much of anything accomplished. But we hope that you will go to the website. You'll tell others about the website. You'll copy our newsletter and distribute them. Tell them about the radio programs that you're hearing this on. And of course, help us to get people to think, to care, to understand that freedom is lost that when good people do nothing and men and women become accomplices of the evils they fail to oppose. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders and for our ministers. We ask you to pray for our boys overseas. We ask you to pray, certainly, for revival in America. Because if America doesn't turn back to God, God is going to turn his back on America. And lastly, we ask you to pray for my ministry of Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Hello.